Well, Tammy dead?
You get different weapons.
Yes, and I'm raping her. Oh, I tried to roar there at the end. Did you hear it?
Yeah, that has like lots of different connotations now. Thank you for taking something full of beauty and casting it down in the dark room.
Classy.
But no, you get like all sorts of different weapons. Like
this
you get
is
like
the guy who glued his hand to the desk.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, that explains much.
What? Holy shit!
He's like reviving.
Am I forever
going to
be that guy that glued his hand?
Suddenly, everything's making a lot more sense to me. Your hand, hand glue guy. That's your name.
No, I don't want to be remembered for that.
Then why would you go on a podcast and talk about it?
Because there was nothing to talk about.
Because we happen to have a question about glue.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's what brought up.
Glue.
Well, you are forever new.
And y'all were like, "Well, how are you an expert on glue?" And I'm like, "Well, I use it a lot."
I glued my hand to the desk in my Spanish class.
And the funny thing is, we were all nice enough to assume in our minds it was an accident.
Yeah. No, I was protesting because I hate Spanish.
By gluing your hand.
Language, yes.
Don't you remember the great protest in Spain of 1837 where Spaniards everywhere glued their hands to desks in protest of their own language?
It was messy.
Yeah.
I don't.
I hate the Spanish.
You want to lie back then?
What?
Why don't you take French then?
French is harder than Spanish.
Yeah,
they tell you that your freshman year, but actually I've heard from people that French is actually easier. Like my senior year, I heard this.
Kind of depends on your mindset, I think.
But yeah,
some
really
people
does.
Just are geared better
the
for certain languages.
You know what's even easier is English class.
No, I always failed literature.
English is supposedly one of the hardest languages to learn of the Romance language family.
Yes.
It's that and Portuguese.
Somehow we've all managed to master it.
Well, because we went to school for it. But like, if you're
my point,
we went to school for it because we learned it from our.
Well, yeah, but you know
we
what
spent
I mean.
Our entire most of us were speaking English by the time we got.
We are brought up in an English-speaking society, so therefore it's the default. I mean, like, there's not a.
Fuck you, John.
No.
Default.
Hey, no,
fuck
sir.
You too.
No, sir.
English speakers.
Fuck you
have
too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong language. So, I mean, it's,
but like, I mean, because when you think about it. If you're speaking, you're not speaking like some kind of neutral language in your head. You're speaking English in your head. And if you're a Spanish speaker, you speak Spanish in your head. When you're thinking a thought like, "My, that's a pretty day out today." You know, if you're Spanish, you're whatever "My, that's a pretty day out today" is in Spanish in your head.
Well, sometimes I think in Spanish.
Well, yeah, see, and that's what's cool about learning like multiple languages is that, you know, sometimes you can confuse yourself in your head.
I don't really consider it confusing, but
sometimes,
I haven't learned a second
the
language,
voice
so
in my head
heard.
Speaks in backmasked.
Actually, the voice
Latin in a deep, echoey voice like Satan. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
The
dude,
voice in the back.
That's Lord Satan. It's okay.
The voice
it's
in
all
my
good.
Head
I should
tattooed
play that
on the back of my neck.
I've added more to the to the.
Sounds like
to
some scary horror movies.
Would you like to see it?
Sure. Oh, that's is it the corn thing or whatever was it?
No, it's a face, and that's the voice in my head. And I decided to get it tattooed on the back of my neck.
Are we disrobing
now? Oh yeah, we've seen that. Yeah.
Yes.
I
have a voice in my head.
I've named it Izzy, and if you would like to see Tammy's tattoo.
Oh, God. He's got the face, and I've got the eyes.
I hope this isn't the
Oh, well.
Yeah, yours are quite a bit less creepy.
I'm sorry.
What is it? I couldn't control myself.
Yes.
What
was
my
anal
tattoo.
Did you
say
anal?
Angel. Yes, her anal tattoo. Her bloody anal tattoo.
Will we not talk about my bloody anus, please?
For the love of God, no!
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't say something like that and not talk about your bloody anus.
For the love of God, no!
I mean, is are you using that in the British sense? Like, oh, my bloody anus.
No, I'm not!
Here comes the dark secret.
Okay, the dark secret.
We need
you're gonna need an intro, a bumper just for the dark secret of this episode.
Interestingly enough, I happen to have some appropriate music for this.
Oh God!
Are you gonna play it while she's saying this?
No, no. Because it's you're all gonna perk up and listen to this.
We'll edit to it in post.
Where's that? Are you gonna say this on while the microphones are going or what?
No, I think they're turned off.
Well, go ahead, come out with your dark secret. So we
know. Okay, okay. Everybody here is pretty much aware of the first time that I had anal sex, correct?
Vaguely.
Except for you.
Well, no, I've heard the podcast.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
So, yes, I'm aware that you've had anal sex.
He's pretty much
okay.
And then the first time it was not okay for you, so yeah.
Okay, he missed. The second time, well, actually, the second time I ever had it was with John. And John was a little bit bigger than Ralph. But we're not recording now, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we are.
We are? Okay.
We are now.
Okay, cool. Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
So I completely lied about that for absolutely no reason at all.
I'll put it this way. I'm kind of thick.
Yeah.
And long.
And he didn't. Okay. Mm. I've learned with doing anal sex, there's actually two sphincters, two muscles in your anus. There's one that you can control, which is your rectum, and then there's another sphincter you cannot control, which actually has to be relaxed for a very long time before it's actually comfortable for anal sex. Is that considered rape? But anyhow,
I wasn't going to rape you.
Sure. We tried anal sex, and of course we did it doggy style, and he just kind of goes in, and not very far, but reaches that sphincter I can't control, and attempts to rip it.
Have y'all ever seen, this is another Family Guy, I'm sorry, the Family Guy episode where the train and the mountain, and the train's too big for the mountain, and he just keeps backing up and ramming, and then finally gets through?
I haven't seen that one, no.
You might want to look it up on YouTube, it's very awesome.
Hmm.
But yeah, my anus was bloody for a little bit after that.
For the love of God and all that is holy!
Bloody anus. Listen to this.
And I make fun of her about it by saying bloody anus.
Yeah. Listen to this.